Welcome to the Manifestation Babe podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a master mindset coach and success strategist for entrepreneurial babes just like you. I absolutely love helping you uplevel your life, your business, your finances, and helping you see the infinite potential within yourself to be, do, and have anything that you want. It is my duty and obsession to give you the tools, the resources, strategies, and teachings you need to manifest the reality of your wildest dreams. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of personal development to maximize your impact, your influence, and your income. If you're ready to get your ass kicked to the next level, then you've come to the right place. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Now let's begin. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years since I've last hosted a live training. Well, consider this a manifestation because for the first time in almost 2 years, I'm hosting a live 3-day money manifestation training called Cashflow. And the best part, it's absolutely free to join. We're going to be talking all about raising your financial set point, taking your power back when it comes to money so that it no longer has its hold on you, having money respond to you as the sovereign queen of money, not the other way around, becoming wealthy without frying your nervous system, the exact steps to accessing financial abundance for life, and so much more. You can sign up for this free training at manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. Again, that's manifestationbabe.com/cashflow. We start May 15th, and I can't wait to see you there. Good morning, gorgeous souls. It is Catherine from manifestationbabe.com, and I am here to record a podcast on basically the topic that I think I get asked the most often about, which is my morning routine. I swear I get a DM or a comment, or I'll be on stage doing a Q&A and someone is always curious what my morning routine is. And I know that morning routines are this buzzword now, and everyone has a morning routine, and every single successful person swears by a morning routine. And if you don't have a morning routine, then you're setting yourself up for failure. And if you do have a morning routine, then you're setting yourself up for success. But then what ends up happening is that so many people get either overwhelmed or stressed out, or they feel like there is a perfect morning routine out there to set themselves up for success and help them manifest whatever it is that they desire in their lives. So I wanted to come on and share a little bit about my morning routine journey, what my morning routine is, and kind of how it's evolved over time. And really, I wanted to show you guys how simple it is and how you don't need this complex 2-hour long thing in the morning. But I do believe that you have to have a morning routine, because a morning routine helps you own the day before the day owns you. Because a lot of what happens is that people get up in the morning and they immediately grab their phones. And I don't know if this is you, but if you grab your phone and immediately start checking your DMs or Instagram, you know, how many comments you got overnight, how many likes you got overnight, you check on Facebook, you check emails, and all of a sudden you are in bed and it's been an entire hour since you woke up, and all of a sudden your energy is just drained. You feel like you have literally given all your time and morning energy to the entire world without giving it to yourself first. I have shared my morning routine before in the past, and I actually, what I ended up doing on Instagram this morning is, as I was doing my morning routine, I was actually documenting it in my story. So if you guys are interested, if you're listening to this podcast or watching this live stream within that 24-hour period, then you can go on my Instagram account, which is at manifestationbabe, and check out my morning routine. But I also wanted to document it on an official podcast so that if you're ever curious, or if you're listening to this, you know, a week after I record it, 2 weeks after I record it, you can go back and get to know what is the Manifestation Babe's morning routine, right? So back in the day, I would say about 3 years ago, my morning routine used to be this long, extensive thing because I was in, you know, I was self-employed at the time. I was trying to build this fitness business. I was a fresh college graduate and I had all the time in the world. Like I had from the moment I woke up in the morning, which was typically around 6 a.m. all the way until 10 p.m. I had open for building my business. And so I had a lot of time for myself in the morning to be able to do this extensive long morning routine or morning ritual. And I remember spending literally, you guys, like 2 to 3 hours every single morning. So from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., I'm doing my morning routine. I would be doing these long, extensive card readings for myself, these long journaling sessions. I'd read for a full hour. I would meditate for 20 minutes. I would do some sort of workout in the morning. I'd go on a walk. I would chant affirmations. I remember doing these like long, extensive saging rituals and making sure the energy is cleansed and doing all these things. And then when I got my 9-to-5 job, I realized I don't have 3 hours in the morning every single morning. In fact, if I'm not smart with my time, I will never build my business. If I'm not smart with my time right now, if I don't value my time, I will never be a full-time business owner ever again, because that business, I decided to let it go. I'm now building this new business. I also need a 9-to-5 job to be able to keep up with my income, to be able to support myself and Brennan at the time. We were making things work together. And if I would have spent 3 hours a day in a morning routine, well, I probably would have felt amazing, but it would take me like 3 times the amount of time, maybe like 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, who knows, to get to where we are today. So I had to work really smart. And I asked myself, what are the essentials of me to really feel like I am owning the day and the day does not own me? I remember agreeing with myself that first and foremost, I will not have my phone. I will not check my phone. I will turn off my alarm, and I'm kind of sort of lying right now because I do go on Instagram in the morning just to get something to open my eyes. And it doesn't have to be Instagram, but Instagram is really easy because it's like pictures and stuff. So I need something to where I won't shut my eyes again. So I'll literally scroll through like maybe 10 inspiring posts just to get myself awake. And as soon as I feel like I can turn off my phone without falling back asleep, I'll literally shut it off. And back then when I was working a 9-to-5 job, my morning routine was literally a 5 to 7 minute thing in the morning. And then I kind of continued it on as I was getting ready for work and as I was driving to work. So I actually fit in my morning routine into the first 3 hours, but little components at a time. So for instance, it would be gratitude every single morning, and I still do this, and I'll share with you guys step by step. I have 9 things, and it sounds like a really long, extensive thing, but I'll share with you how I integrate some of these things into while I'm getting ready, into while my coffee's brewing, things that, you know, aren't taking up extra time because I have to wait for those things to finish anyway. I have to, you know, brush my teeth, wash my face. I have to put some makeup on, you know, make myself a little more presentable. So while I'm doing those things, I am still continuing on with my morning ritual. So it would be like 5 to 7 minutes of just gratitude every morning. And I still do this. I would wake up and I would just say, thank you, God, for waking me up, or thank you, universe, for waking me up, or thank you, you know, whatever you believe in, for waking me up. Because I woke up today, it means I still have a purpose. And so this really spoke to me, and it still does, and I still do this, because I truly believe that if you are awake today, if you are watching me right now, if you're listening to me right now, if you open your eyes up this morning, it means you still have a purpose. It means there's still people to impact. It means there's still change that you can make within yourself to uplift yourself and to turn yourself into the best version of yourself and inspire other people. And it means that you have, you know, the best is still yet to come. There's still amazing things on your horizon. If you woke up today, I am a firm believer that that's why you woke up. So I'll say thank you for that. Then I'll reflect on 5 things I'm grateful for. Then while I am in the bathroom getting ready for work, in the past, last year and a half, 2 years ago, I would then put in my headphones. And as you guys see, see my headphones are in right now, but there's obviously nothing, they're not connected. I'm just so used to having headphones in the morning, or at least I have like this little Bose speaker that I think Brennan got for Christmas, which is probably like $100 or $200. And it's really, really loud. And since we live in a studio apartment, obviously the speaker, I can put it anywhere and I'll hear it literally because it's one big room. And so while I'm getting ready, I'm listening to Mind Food. If you are giving up your precious mindset to other people, to people who are not happy, to people who are not fulfilled, to social media, to the news, to, you know, complaining people or complaining family members, then you're not going to set yourself up for success. You have to be really intentional with the very first thing that you put into your mind that morning. Just like, you know, most people believe that breakfast is the most important meal of the day because it's the meal of the day that sets you up for the rest of the day. Most people try to keep their breakfast really healthy or really nutritious. That's the same thing with mind food. It is food for the mind. So for instance, today I was listening to Sell or Be Sold by Grant Cardone because I am really refreshing myself on just like getting that confidence within myself. Something that I my biggest struggle in business has been up until this point is really selling myself and promoting myself because I don't want to come across as annoying. And every single day, especially during launch, especially during May, where I'm launching Manifestation Babe Academy, I got to remind myself that I'm serving the world. I'm serving the world. I'm serving the world through letting you guys know how I can serve you through a free challenge, through letting you guys know how I can condense a decade's worth of knowledge on manifestation into just a 30-day program, a four-week program that's taught live by me. So right now, that's what I'm listening to. That's my mind food. Back then, it would have probably been something like Think and Grow Rich, or The Science of Getting Rich, or something like Outwitting the Devil, or there's a really great, what's it called? It's by Earl Nightingale, and it's called The Strangest Secret. Or The Biggest Secret or The Strangest Secret. I used to listen to that stuff while I'm getting ready. And then I'd pack my lunch, I'd get in the car, I'd switch on. I remember I had Tony Robbins CDs. Or actually, you guys, at this time, I think because I was living with Brennan at my step-grandma's apartment, and so it was like a two-minute drive to work, I would literally turn on a live stream and live stream into Manifestation Babes. Those are my early, early coffee chats. And I would just do something productive to own the day before the day owns me. And then I would come to work and I would literally shut on, because I was the first one, so I'd set off the alarm. I would transfer the phone from the nurse who was on call overnight to the office. And while I was brewing my coffee, getting my computers turned on, I would stand in Wonder Woman pose and do my affirmation. So during, you know, while the coffee takes some time to brew, most people would spend time scrolling on social media. Most people would call their friends. Most people would start texting. Most people would do nothing and stare into space. I decided to be productive and extend my morning ritual into any little compartment that I could. And so I would do my morning affirmations in Wonder Woman pose while, you know, looking, waiting for the computer to turn on or waiting for my coffee to brew. And then only then I would sit down and the phones would start ringing, and then, you know, so on and so forth, the day would get started. That was really me going from like this extensive 3-hour morning routine to something that I literally had like 5 to 7 minutes, and then really spreading it over that time. It was like little compartments of things spread over maybe half an hour to an hour. And most people believe that they can't be successful unless they have this long, extensive ritual. But I believe that that period of time where I was building Manifestation Babe and how successful it's become today, I have proven to myself that you just need the effing basics. And so today, now that I do have more time on my hands, now that I do have a team that I delegate tasks to and projects to, now that, I'm fully like full-time Manifestation Babe, I don't have anywhere to be in the morning, now I'm back in charge, right? Except I don't do that 3-hour extensive morning ritual. I have learned that I can take the basics, keep it simple, keep it consistent, and should I be traveling around the world, should I be on an airplane, because I you know, when you fly for 18 hours, part of your morning routine has to be done on an airplane? Or should Brennan and I be in at my retreat in Bali? Or should we be in Singapore? Should we be in Costa Rica? Wherever we are, I have no excuse, because it is so simple and it is so basic. So my 9 steps, and I promise you, these 9 steps can be done. Again, some of these pieces are done during, you know, while I'm getting ready for the day, which you're going to have to do anyway, so it doesn't really count. But other than that, of things that I'm actually doing, it takes like maybe 15 minutes. So step one is obviously wake up, which you're going to do anyway. So I wake up around 7 a.m. I don't believe in a perfect time to wake up. I know some people are very big on the miracle morning and waking up before the sun. I actually like to wake up when the sun's already out, because otherwise I'm not getting out of bed. I lived in Seattle for 8 years. And let me tell you, from October to April, it is dark every single morning that you wake up, and I hated it. So I'm over it. I'm in LA now. I love the sunshine. I love waking up to sun in the morning. So that's not a big deal for me. I actually will wake up at a time around when I would get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. So if I went to bed really, really late, which is hardly ever, but if I did go to bed at like 1 or 2 in the morning, I would probably extend it to 8 a.m. But I don't think I have ever gotten out of bed past 8 a.m. unless it was after just like a really intense kind of, maybe it was a launch, or maybe it was Brendan and I traveling, being jet lagged or something like that, where, oh my God, we're sleeping until 10 a.m. But that's super duper rare. Now it's always around 7 a.m. that I wake up. And then I'll say my affirmations to myself. So as soon as my eyes are open, I do those affirmations. And those affirmations can range between whatever, and they always change, and some of the consistencies I go back to. But right now, it has been, my success is inevitable and I'm always on the right path. That's the one that I'm really resonating with right now. So I'll say that to myself a couple times. I have the affirmations app in my phone, which is called Affirmations Reminder. Sometimes I will, because for some reason it's not working for my phone right now, I'll go into the app and I'll do a couple of affirmations where it keeps you accountable to saying them 5 times in a row before moving on to the next one. And then I, again, as I did before, I will thank God that I'm awake today, because if I woke up today, that means I still have a purpose. And that in itself just gives me enough gratitude to last a freaking lifetime, or for as long as I'm alive, or for at least that entire day. And then I will get out of bed. Brennan is typically still sleeping. I'm usually his wake-up call with coffee in my hand. So I will go and turn on the coffee brewer. And while the coffee's brewing, because again, that takes time, instead of just staring at it and scrolling through social media, this is when I will take out my sage and I'll just clear the energy. And people ask me, do you sage your apartment every single day? I try to, especially since I'm not home every day and we're always traveling, and sometimes I forget the sage stick. Right now, I'm just enjoying that ritual of grabbing sage and just clearing out all the stagnant, any negative energy that may have entered the room overnight. I just get it nice and clear. I light up some incense right now. Typically, I don't have incense, but right now, when we were in Bali during my retreat, I had the, there's some really, like, this rose smelling incense, and it's freaking amazing. And the woman, Katut, who is basically in charge of all the staff at the villa that I typically host my Bali retreats at, she was like, oh, I can buy these, they're so cheap. And so I ended up having her buy one for every single girl that was there, and I gifted it to them. And then I ended up taking like 20 of them home. So I have like 20 packs to last me, hopefully, until I go to Bali again. I'm sure I can find these online, but it's just something about getting them from Bali. So I'll light that and make the place smell good. I have my essential oils going, and I have a frick ton of essential oils on my desk. So this is like a handful over here and then another handful. So I just have a ton. Today's blend is doTERRA's Citrus Bliss. I called it blend on Instagram. Citrus Bliss with Motivate, because I want to be motivated. It is, I'm currently working on setting myself up for the challenge so that everything runs smoothly for the challengers, for the 5-day Manifestation Babe Challenge, and also working on the page for Manifestation Babe Academy, and then working out that content and stuff. So I got those blends going. And then by this time, also, if the coffee's not done brewing yet, because it's a pretty large pot, I will look around and see if there's any messes that I need to clear. So sometimes, like, I will have, you know, the incense powder, like the ash coming from it. It'll be on my desk. Or like this morning, I had this beautiful bouquet of flowers where the petals started to fall apart because it started dying. It's been, you know, standing there for about 10 days or so. And that seems to be the longest I can keep flowers alive. So there's like stuff falling everywhere and it was ruining my vibration and I had to clear out. So I clean out the mess. Then the coffee's ready. And also while I am doing this, so I forgot this, because while I am brewing coffee, burning sage, doing the incense, doing these little ritualistic things that make me feel good, I have my headphones in and I'm wearing them right now. And in my headphones, I have a podcast episode going or an audiobook going. That's my mind food. So sometimes when I'm more in just kind of like the Zen mode where I have more time, nothing's really, you know, there's nothing really on my schedule. There's no pressure to start my day at a certain time. I will actually read the book. So while the stuff is going, while the coffee's brewing, while I'm enjoying a cup of coffee, I will actually sit down and read a book. Right now, it's just been headphones. So while I'm getting ready, while I'm waiting for something, while I'm cleaning, I have my mind food going. And this is like no excuses, non-negotiable, because if you're doing something with your hands that's not requiring your brain power, not requiring you to think, then you have no excuses not to listen to some sort of personal development, some sort of mind food, and that can really set you up for the entire day. And then step seven, I wake up Brennan, so I have the coffee ready. I bring it to him and I immediately ask him, I wake him up and I immediately ask him, what are five things you're grateful for? And he says his five things and then he asks me, what are five things I'm grateful for? And then I say my five things and it just sets us up like for the day, because sometimes Brennan will forget to hang up a picture that I have had just sitting by my desk for like a year. And I keep asking him every day this week to hang up the damn picture, the damn painting, but he has not yet. So sometimes that'll irritate me. Sometimes I'll see like his shoes by the bed and socks, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. And so by starting the day with gratitude, I just immediately just forget all the crap. And I make sure to bring us back to center of the core of everything, the core of the reason why we're alive and how blessed we already are and how much we have to be grateful for. And then the last two steps, step number eight is I will do, and sometimes literally I do this while walking around. Sometimes I'll do this while doing something else, but I have these beautiful cards by @innerhue. That's her handle on Instagram. It's like this, the Alchemist Oracle something deck that I really love to use. I'll just do a quick reading and any deck will work and you don't even have to do this, but I just do a little reading where I will pull one card for the day. And sometimes I have cards just fly out. So sometimes I'll be left with two cards, three cards, four cards, and most of the time just one. And this is where I sit down and I just ask my higher self, like, what do I need to know today? What do I need to focus on? Where is my energy today? And if I pull a card that's a little confusing, I'll ask another question and I ask, like, how can I move past this? How can I move through this? How can I be better today? How, you know, just whatever pertaining to whatever it is that's on my mind that morning. So I'll pull a card. And then what I do is I meditate for 10 minutes. That's step nine. And during this meditation, a lot of people get so overwhelmed with meditation because they think that there's a right or wrong way to do it. I literally will sometimes do an open-eyed meditation where I will sit down and set a timer for 10 minutes and just stare at the wall in front of me. Because sometimes just staring at a blank wall or just not having this pressure to close my eyes and set intentions and do all that stuff, sometimes it just helps me to just think. Sometimes it's my thinking time. I call it my thinking time. And even though meditation is all about like clearing your mind and, you know, doing your mantras and setting an intention, sometimes I just need to think because I have so much going on that I don't take the time to brainstorm or take the time to think about my day or take the time to visualize. So this is like my 10-minute period where I choose whatever is resonating with me at that time. So sometimes I will visualize how I want my day to go. which is really key. And that is just something that I should add to my morning ritual. On top of that, just spending even 30 seconds visualizing how you want your day to go as if it was the most perfect day of your life. Because I feel like when you tie your subconscious to those visuals, your subconscious will then seek for things to help you accomplish that perfect day. And you start to, like, your body starts to move, because what you see in your mind, you will do in your body. And so it just sets you up for, like, this is exactly how the day is going to go. Or I will just close my eyes for 10 minutes and just download information or ask, like, what do I need to know today? What is the message that I need? Et cetera, et cetera. So that's what I do for 10 minutes, and that's considered my meditation. And then after that, hello, you guys, I'm doing whatever. Today actually took me much longer to do my morning routine because I was also documenting it on Instagram. But, like, this is what I typically do, is I will keep listening to personal development until I'm fully dressed, until I have, you know, a little makeup on, do something to my hair because my hair looks wild every single morning that I wake up. And then I will turn on my Diva ring light, set up my iPad, my iPhone, plan either a podcast episode, something that's been on my mind, something that I think will make a great episode. And if I have nothing on my mind, then I will just do a Q&A and just chat with you guys. And that's especially when I am at home in Los Angeles, because of course, like, the morning routine, even though it's typically the same stuff, it might be a little bit out of order when I'm traveling and on an airplane. Sometimes I can't access my cards. There's no way in hell I'm going to sage the plane, because they're going to for sure, like, knock me down and confiscate my sage and probably kick me off the flight. I'm not brewing coffee. I'm probably asking for coffee. So there's things that change, and maybe we're staying in a hotel and we have to go downstairs for the coffee, or we have to order room service and it doesn't come on time. So I always do my best, and that's really what I want to encourage you guys, is to also do your best. Don't look at other successful people and just idolize their morning rituals and their morning routines, because what their life is like, what their schedule is like, is not necessarily the same schedule that you have. And what helps them bring themselves a sense of certainty for the day isn't necessarily something that will bring you a sense of certainty for the day. So whatever it is that you must do to give you that certainty that today is a freaking amazing day, I'm gonna own the day before the day owns me, is exactly whatever it is that you need to be doing for your morning routine. So that is mine. I hope that this helped you in any way, shape, or form. Maybe there's something that you picked up from mine where you're like, oh, I want to try that. That sounds like a great idea. I'm really resonating with that. Maybe some of you are like, holy shit, I don't even have a morning routine, and it makes sense because immediately I wake up, I turn on the news, or I go on social media, I read a negative comment, my whole day is ruined. You know, I get in an argument with my spouse and just immediately, like, I go to work and everything just sucks from there. Or I don't even have the motivation to build my business that day or see a client because I didn't start my day right. Or maybe you have a really long, extensive morning routine and you're like, okay, I need to reel it back in, because by the time I'm done, it's already 2 p.m. and half my day has gone and I've accomplished nothing. Even though my mindset's in the peak place, physically, you know, you got to take physical action in order to manifest things into your physical reality. Well, you already missed half the day to take some sort of inspired action. So whatever it is, I'm really curious to hear from you. So if this podcast has resonated with you, helped you in any way, shape, or form, screenshot that screen right now and tag me on Instagram via your story, or send me a DM, or leave me a comment, or any way, shape, or form that you can let me know. Please let me know. And if you're not yet signed up for the 5-day Manifestation Babe Challenge, it starts next Monday, so May 14th, and I'm closing it May 13th. And if you don't get into it right now, like, I'm not doing this exact challenge for another entire 6-month period. So if you want to experience the 5-day challenge where I share with you exactly what you need to make the law of attraction actionable and manifest one of your desires, so actually prove to yourself that you can manifest a desire of yours, no matter what it is, in just 5 days. Go to manifestationbabechallenge.com, get yourself signed up. Let me know as soon as you're signed up. Let me know how excited you are. And I cannot wait to see you guys there. All right, everyone, have a phenomenal, phenomenal, what day is it? Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, whatever day it is. I hope you have an incredible week. I hope this helped you, and I love you guys so much. Mwah. Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes so that I can keep the good stuff coming. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up some extra inspiration on Instagram by searching at ManifestationBabe or visiting my website at ManifestationBabe.com. I love and adore you so much and cannot wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go out there and manifest some magic.